Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, March 22nd. Ron DeSantis doubles down on his attacks against Donald Trump. This Trump-DeSantis 2024 rivalry is kicking into a new gear. There has been a pretty fascinating development this week in the early 2024 Republican presidential primary. And you got to remember, Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor, is not even an actual declared candidate yet, even though all the polling indicates he is currently the chief rival to the former president and current frontrunner, Donald Trump. But here is what is so fascinating. Donald Trump, as you know, is facing potential criminal indictments in multiple cases, and perhaps he's just days away from that becoming a reality. And so in this moment, Donald Trump is trying to rally the Republican Party behind him, not only his base of supporters, but his elected officials from the party that have supported him in the past. So precisely at the moment that Donald Trump is trying to unify the Republican Party in opposition to these prosecutions that he believes are partisan and completely to pursue a political agenda, is when Ron DeSantis decides to start taking on Donald Trump more aggressively. So DeSantis, earlier this week, answered a question about the legal matters Trump is facing in New York as it relates to the Stormy Daniels hush money payment case. And he kind of needled the former president in his response. He then sat down with Piers Morgan, a friendly interviewer for DeSantis, for an interview that's going to air on Fox. And I want you to hear some of that interview, because this is a Ron DeSantis who didn't leave his comments earlier in the day as a one-off, but no, chose to continue to engage Trump. Let's start with the silly. As you know, Donald Trump loves to give a nickname to any rival or potential rival that he has in the political arena. He's done that with Ron DeSantis as well. Here he was earlier in March in Iowa.
Ron DeSantis. Did anyone ever hear of DeSantis? The sanctimonious DeSantis.
So Piers Morgan asked DeSantis what he thought of that nickname.
Job. Which is your favorite nickname that Trump's given you so far? Is it Ron de Sanctimonious or Meatball Ron?
Well, I can't.
I think even he went off Meatball Ron.
I don't know how to spell de Sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so we'd go with that. That's fine. You know, you can call me whatever you want. I mean, just as long as you also call me a winner, because that's what we've been able to do in Florida, is put a lot of points on the board and really take the state to the next level.
It's got a lot of vowels may go down as one of the great statements that a candidate makes for this entire 2024 cycle. I also love how the Yale and Harvard grad acts like he doesn't know how to spell de sanctimonious. But what you saw DeSantis do there is work in the key line, call me anything you want, as long as you call me a winner, to instantly contrast himself with Trump being a loser in the 2020 presidential election. As you know, DeSantis scored a 19 percentage point victory in his reelection campaign last fall. DeSantis went on to take on Trump over his COVID management as a point of contrast between the two.
Obviously, you know, the approach to COVID was different. I mean, you know, I would have fired somebody like Fauci. I think that he got way too big for his britches. I'd get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. If you bring your own agenda in, you're gone. We're just not going to have that. So the way we run the government, I think, is no daily drama, focus on the big picture, and put points on the board.
Now, that line about no daily drama is, again, a line of attack that DeSantis has sort of put out there at previous appearances, where he wants to draw a clear contrast of sort of a stick to the business of government, get wins upon wins in your main mission in whatever office you have, and don't get bogged down in the drama. And that is a contrast from what he paints as the Trump years, without saying it. And he works it in to this critique around COVID management in this answer. That is by design. That is not by mistake. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, DeSantis on Monday in Panama City was at an event with reporters, and here's how he chose to answer a question about Trump's legal peril in the New York case.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Now, clearly, just bringing up the underlying facts around it is all about trying to needle Trump and make a critique on his character. It's worth noting DeSantis does go on to make the argument that many Republicans and Trump have been making about critiquing Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, pursuing this potential prosecution of Trump. But he did so while making sure to include the tawdry details about a porn star and hush payments. Again, by design, not by accident. So when the New York Post put out excerpts of this Piers Morgan interview yesterday, you could cue the outrage from Trump world, or perhaps faux outrage from Trump world. But clearly, the former president's most strident supporters saw this as an opportunity to pile on DeSantis. Donald Trump Jr., the former president's son, put out a tweet saying, quote, "Just as radical Dems are indicting Trump and destroying the fabric of our nation with their police state tactics, DeSantis pathetically runs to the liberal media on orders from his rhino establishment owners to attack my father. He's exposing himself as 100% controlled opposition." It's worth noting, the New York Post is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also owns Fox. Perhaps this was the first time it's ever been criticized as liberal media. Trump's longtime advisor and spokesperson, Jason Miller, tweeted out, quote, "Ron DeSantis has finally shown his true colors, an establishment never-Trumper who despises the MAGA base and was faking it the entire time." Now, as I said, this is happening as we are seeing Republican elected officials rally around the former president. I mean, listen to Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, yesterday at the House Republican retreat in Orlando.
"This was personal money. This wasn't trying to hide. This was 7 years ago, statute of limitation. And I think in your heart of hearts, you know, too, that you think this is just political. With a local DA playing in presidential politics, if that starts right there, don't you think it'll happen across the country?"
I mean, he's basically reading from Trump's talking points in pushing back against this potential prosecution in New York. We've heard similar statements from Rand Paul, who says the Manhattan DA should be put in jail, or Elise Stefanik championing President Trump and pushing back on this potential prosecution. And listen to Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida on News Nation this morning, basically giving a brushback pitch to Ron DeSantis.
"Well, if I were governor of Florida, I would not allow any Floridian to be hauled before some Soros-backed prosecutor in some blue city over politics. And I wouldn't make an exception to not protect the president of the United States. I know Ron DeSantis well, he's a friend, but he hasn't been the target of false and persistent allegations like President Trump has. And so I don't think he really understands the nature of this fight right now."
So the question is, why is DeSantis choosing this moment now? And the answer is because he clearly sees some weakness that Trump facing all of these potential indictments and legal headaches creates a moment, even as Donald Trump is trying to utilize it as a moment of strength and rallying for his base. DeSantis sees it as ultimately a real potential weakness and a moment to pounce. So the months on end that Trump has been criticizing DeSantis and DeSantis has been letting it go seem to be over now. DeSantis seems poised, even not yet a candidate, to start taking Trump on in a much more aggressive fashion. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.